Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Going the distance despite the odds got an added dimension recently when a group of four blinded veterans competed in the California International Marathon. The team finished the relay in under 4 hours, beating the average marathon time. It was all made possible by Richard Hunter of the Blinded Veterans Association through its Operation Peer Support Committee and the United States Association of Blind Athletes. For more about the Operation Peer Support Initiative and the BVA organization as a whole, call 800-669-7079 or visit bva.org.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
Welcome. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome. This is the fireworks. The to the 4th of July show.
Thinking of fireworks, Michael, did you hear what New York City's doing?
No.
5 barges full of fireworks. It's taken a week to put together.
Something different.
There's our fireworks.
Hey, Gary.
Yes.
Let's talk about the words that people should know, especially on July 4th. The famous word that you and I were talking about.
Don't hold fireworks in your hand?
No. I'm talking about the word that you and I have been talking about. Hope.
Hope. Oh, yeah, hope. That's a strong word. That is a strong, strong word. That is a, it's a positive word. Big positive hope. And I heard something on television this morning. One of the kids on one of these hospitals said that hope is never give up. I thought that was a pretty good one. Hope is never give up.
Independence Day is all about hope. And hope. Let me just say this, folks. For those folks that have any kind of problem in your life, I don't care what kind, whether you have a problem with your eyes, your toes, your nose, your hair, anything, whatever you have a problem with, look, the hope word hope. Because when you have hope, you got everything. That's not the opposite of negativity. When you are hope, you are positive. You're thinking positive. You're thinking about the future. When you think about the future, you think about hope. It's a positive thought process in your mind. Very important to think about the word hope. Never give up. It's never giving up. When you give up, you lose. You're negative. Everything goes bad when you don't have the word hope. You have to think hope. That's very important, hope. Now, I say to Gary and people that I know like Sheila, people that I know that travel a lot, people that are visually impaired or blind. Gary's totally blind. He travels. Sheila's totally blind. She travels. So people that are blind can travel. I travel. So people can travel if they're blind. So if you are blind and you say, oh, I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything. I'm blind. False. That's false. That's only because your negativity. If you have hope, if you have a positive mind, you can do anything you want to do.
Well, if you want something bad enough, you're gonna have hope. You got to have hope for it, Michael. Just like I want to go to New York once a year. In fact, I'm going in a week and a half from now. But that's something I really, really want to do. And if I don't have hope and positivity in me to go to that airport and to learn how to ask questions and, you know, get around, you just got to. That's what you got to do. You got to hope and everything goes right, and you'll get there. You'll leave from Orlando and get to Buffalo, no problem.
If you have anything you want to talk about when you call or hope, or you want to call into the show and discuss hope with your life or anything you're doing, call in 407-894-1680. Right now, we're going to go to trivia.
This is your trivia.
This is my trivia. 407-894-1680. We're going to trivia time right now. Trivia. Chris, play the song. Great song. Very appropriate today. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? He's coming right now. Who's singing it?
I don't hear anybody sing.
We're here right now. It's coming on.
There we go. That's a giveaway, Michael.
Never looking back again.
I know you know who's singing this song.
The Eye of the Storm. In the Eye of the Storm.
Who is singing this song? That is a giveaway song.
To a new and the shining
place. Somebody's got to win the prize.
Make our bed and we'll say our grace. Freedom's light burning warm. Freedom's light burning warm. Everywhere around the world, they come to America. Every time that flag's unfurled, they come to America. Got a dream to take them there. They come to America. Got a dream they come to share.
So who is singing this song? 407-894-670. Hey, Chris, anybody calling in?
Not yet. I'm waiting. I think
not yet.
I think you done stunned them with this.
That's a giveaway.
Or they just kind of enjoyed the song.
407-894-670. That voice is so...
Pure giveaway.
The giveaway, that
so
voice.
So popular. His voice. Even I know that one.
Yeah, well, his voice is so distinct.
Yeah, distinct. Yeah, nobody else got that voice. He's like almost like a Wayne Newton.
No, it's Elvis Presley.
No one else has that voice. Huh?
Elvis.
Elvis, yeah. Distinctive voices.
You saying it's Chris it's almost Shaw. Like Elvis?
It's almost like Chris Shaw.
Well, let me break it down for you just a little bit. Hey, yeah.
I can't believe no one is
calling. I'm all shook up. Hold on, I got a phone call coming in. Just give me one more. Phone call just ringing just like that. So
I think they were
the phone.
So nervous. They knew it. They were so nervous. They didn't. But noisy there, Gary? Yep. I don't hear any fireworks in your neighborhood.
It's raining. They're just starting.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Here we go. I don't know who it was because they never said anything back. So I told them, call right back.
Orlando's fireworks started 9:15. The ones downtown, but individual homes are starting to shoot them off now. Mine are just starting. Oh, hear that one?
Yeah. We heard that one.
Yeah. They're getting. Well, they're good because my neighbors are Vietnamese, and they get them all from Vietnam.
Hey, Chris.
My wife told me I had to behave this year. She said I terrified my kids last year, so I got to behave. Yes, sir, Mike.
Hey, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Play another one of his songs.
Roger
that. I can't believe no one's called in on that song.
Well, we're going to go to break anyway in a minute, so they didn't win. That's how it goes.
Play Sweet Caroline. Sweet Caroline. I cannot believe it.
Me either.
Caroline. Marcia Pippick.
Oh, I was going to go Sweet Home Alabama.
Well, Sweet Caroline is bigger.
Yeah, it's bigger.
Yeah.
Another.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong.
And you don't know this voice, huh, people? Shame.
Really? Can't believe you give a hard one, Michael.
Who'd have believed it's not hard.
No. I think it is.
Touching hands.
Okay, Chris, I'm going to say the name because it's like ridiculous.
Touching me, touching you.
All right, that's it. We're going to go to break. That was Neil Diamond. You people didn't know the name Neil Diamond? Shame, shame, shame.
Neil Diamond.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Coming to America. The first song is called Coming to America. Unbelievable. People don't know that. Coming to America.
Wow.
Neil Diamond. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back and listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
If you think that you might be borderline diabetic, listen to this. Many of us experience sugar highs and lows that disrupt our energy and mood and make it difficult to stick to a healthy diet. Upgrade's Control Glucose contains a proprietary blend of the medicinal herb Salacia and stabilized chromium. Salacia has been clinically shown to lower blood sugar levels after the first dose, and with regular use has significantly improved A1C levels and insulin action. Find out more at upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID, and get 20% off with the code RADIO20.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity, and your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity?
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to KeystoneBlind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the 4th of July show. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour you're listening to. Right now, well, it's time for Lynn. Lynn, it's time for you, baby.
It's time for me. I thought it was time for you, our friend Flo Walsh. We'd like to welcome back Flo at Walsh. And Flo is the founder of she has a Facebook page called The Blind Side of Cooking, and it's terrific. So welcome back, Flo.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
All right. So, 4th
nice
of July.
Seeing you,
yeah. You said you had a special recipe.
Yes. They're for sriracha burgers. If somebody likes burgers spicy.
Oh, boy.
That's Michael. Right. That's Michael.
Me too. Tell us about
Michael
it.
Put sriracha on cereal.
No. So, tell us about it.
Well, what you can do is you can use ground beef, ground turkey, ground chicken, or ground pork, or all of them mixed together, and then you add as much sriracha sauce as you want, so you can make it spicy or not. Me, I'll use a pound of ground beef and 3 tablespoons of sriracha sauce, and the trick is not to press the burgers together, like, really tight. Just, you know, form them and then grill them. I grill mine. And they come out really good. I've made them for several people in Florida, for my cousin and her husband, and they just love them.
It sounds really good.
It does.
And they go with anything. You can eat them plain or on a bun or next to a salad.
Well, I know that every day you're posting recipes, and it's just amazing. So, before we learn more about you, I was just curious to know a little bit more about Blind Side of Cooking. How did you get involved in, well, I guess that is learning about you. How did you get involved in that, Flo?
Well, in 2014, I was trying to read a recipe book because, you know, it was Thanksgiving, a day before Thanksgiving, and I wanted to, you know, make something different that I know my boys would have eaten. And I could not see the book, and I'm like, okay, that was really stressful. And I spent probably the whole day crying, and I have a friend on Facebook, and she was in her 80s at the time, and she's still alive. And she called me up, and she goes, and she's fine. She goes, don't despair, young lady. She goes, you got this, and she's the one who helped me through that part. And then I came up with the outlet of, hey, I'll create a cooking page because I like to cook. You know, and we were taught to cook when we were younger, my sister and I. So, and I like doing it. I like creating stuff for my children when they were younger, like pizza. I would grate zucchini into the pizza sauce so they wouldn't know they were eating a vegetable.
Wow. So, Flo, let's backtrack a little bit because I was asking you off the air. If you were always blind and you said no, so why don't you, if you don't mind sharing a little bit about yourself so people can understand why you went to the blind side of cooking.
Yeah. When in, I think it was about 20 years ago, my youngest, he was 5 years old and starting kindergarten. And, you know, I went to the Lighthouse of Central Florida there where I lived. And they said, well, you know, we'll take you to DBS because you're going blind. So, of course, I had to give my driver's license up. That made it really hard when you have to, when you have a small child, and then you have to figure out the bus system on your own and, you know, all sorts of other things of what to do and how to do it. But the thing is, I could not give up because, or sit and be pitiful, because my boys were looking up to me, you know, and I wanted them to see the strong side of anything is possible. You can overcome it. My father, you know, when we were growing up, my father had polio. And he went to college. He worked. He became a certified public accountant. He drove. And he was the kindest man I had ever met. And so I think I get that determination and that spirit from him.
Of course.
And not to give up. And there's always hope, as you all said.
There's that word, hope. Yep, hope.
That's right. Nothing is not hopeful. If you want it bad enough, you can do it. I travel as well. I don't take the plane because it's 2 hours from where I live. So I take the train, and I love it. I travel to Florida, and I travel to New Jersey on the train. So and back again. So it's a lot of fun. But, you know, when the children are younger, you have to show your children that, you know, anything is possible. It's not impossible. It says, I am possible.
That's right. It's possible. You got all the hope and striving everything forward. Don't give up.
That's right. And you have to have great determination. And right now I'm learning Braille, and I just started that last year.
That's great. That's great. But you never give up. Always be passionate, positive, and focused.
That's right.
Hey, Flo, I got a question for you. Have you tried that new smokeless grill?
No, I have the Cuisinart grill, griddle, panini maker, waffle maker thing.
Oh, this is a smokeless grill. It's pretty cool. It's nice. And how it keeps the smoke away is you cook, and then you got a fan, and it blows down. Underneath it, there's a little tray, and you put water in it. And it blows the smoke down into the water, which dissipates the smoke. And I tell you, it works out fine in the house. You cook put a steak on for 10 minutes on one side, 10 minutes on the other, done.
Yes. Yeah, well, that sounds interesting.
No, five minutes, yeah. Yeah, they're easy to cook with, easy to clean. There's only four buttons for the blinders on and off. Up to the left is
the grill expensive?
Bring it down low, temperature up in the right, and a fan on top.
Gary, is the grill expensive?
It's $99, something like that.
Oh, not bad.
No, yeah, it's not bad at all.
I have the Cuisinart, and I like the Cuisinart because they have control knobs that you can actually feel and turn. It's not digital. They do have digital ones, but I have the ones. I have the air fryer, toaster oven, and I have the Cuisinart, and I like the ones that you can feel the buttons and turn them yourself.
Okay.
And you also just got a talking microwave, didn't you?
Yes.
Rick, I got one of those.
Thank you so much, Rick, for that microwave. It's wonderful. It's
there you are.
Talking microwave.
Yeah, I think that's what I got.
It even tells you when the door is open.
Yep.
If you can't press the button, it'll tell you the door is ajar or something like that. Or please close the microwave door. So I have somebody to talk to during the day.
Well, my secret is I like to cook on a grill. Michael knows that. But Michael asks me how I cook sometimes, and probably you too. But when, like I said, I got this smokeless grill I can use in the house now. See, I've got a big awning out back of my house, the whole length of the house. My grill's underneath there. But if it's raining real hard, I can't hear. And that's how I cook. I listen to the steak sizzling or the burger sizzling.
Let me put out the phone number in case somebody wants to call in. If you have any questions, or if you have any yourself, if you have any
cooking
questions, or anything else you want to talk about as far as cooking, call and ask for Flo. Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
And you should really check out Flo's Facebook page, because I'm not exaggerating. I think every hour she comes up with a new recipe.
I made pizza last night.
I saw that. You used the Weight Watchers crust or something.
Correct. It's made with 1 cup of Greek yogurt, plain Greek yogurt, and 1 cup of self-rising flour, and just mix it together.
That's
and
it?
Roll it out. Yeah,
you
roll it out. And what I do is I bake it first for 20 minutes. I take it out. I put everything in on it that it needs to be, and then I put it back in the oven for another 20 minutes. It is so good.
Are you kidding me? All you do is mix Greek yogurt and self-rising flour? What's the quantity? What quantity of each?
1 cup of each.
Wow.
It can't get any more simpler than that. Other than
I like yogurt. I like pizza with my yogurt.
Where do you live? Where do you live, Flo?
I live in a town called Lorenberg, North Carolina.
Oh, that's too far for me to travel to get some of your pizza.
It's about 10 minutes from South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Right in the middle of the state, I guess. You know, 10 minutes away from South Carolina.
Something like that.
Does your granddaughter Charlie like your food?
I don't know, because when I go there, I'm not allowed to do anything but play with her.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And she's the boss of me. Oh. You know, when I'm there.
Uh-huh.
Nana. So it'll be Nana. Yes, so, and they just bought a home, and I'm so proud of them.
That is great. So, Flo, yeah. If there's any people out there that are recently have lost their vision, or what are some tips that you have for them as far as don't be afraid to go in the kitchen and still, you know, make your meal?
Absolutely not. Don't be afraid. Well, the one thing I recommend is, especially if you're low vision, get a black and white cutting board, or one black, one white, for contrast.
Okay. Yeah.
You can put, you know, the celery on the black one, and, you know, for the contrast, you'll be able to see that. I still have my original cutting board from when I went to the Lighthouse of Central Florida independent living class. And I still have that cutting board, because black on one side and white on the other, and I just love it.
I got a question for you, Flo.
Yeah.
I actually heard this from somebody. What would you say to this person? She said, listen to the words I'm going to say, because it's ridiculous. A ridiculous statement. She said, this woman is blind. And she said, I wouldn't eat anything from a blind person, made by a blind person. What would you say to that person? Now, she's blind herself. And she said, if a blind person made it and cooked it, I wouldn't eat it.
Well, what would you say to that person? She has not tasted my cooking yet.
Or Gary.
Yeah, this happened to me.
Well, yep. Because everybody, you know, everybody, when I cook for them, they all love it. And I get no complaints whatsoever. Except for maybe when the children were younger and they had to eat a vegetable of some sort.
Yeah. Flo, give us a quick recipe, maybe with 3 ingredients. Yeah. Have anything with 3 ingredients?
Yeah, easy.
Something real tasty.
Peanut butter, jelly, and bread.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there you go. a French toast.
Okay.
There you go.
You know, you can make a regular, you know how you make regular French toast? And what I do is, instead of putting vanilla in the egg mixture, in the milk mixture, I put almond flavoring. And then I cook up the French toast. I also toast some almonds, sliced almonds on the side.
Oh, wow.
Toast them in a pan, and then I put that on top. And I don't use maple syrup. I use honey. And then I'll drizzle that with some honey, and there you go, 3-ingredient French toast.
There you go.
And you talk French to it? You talk French to it, too. Parlez-vous français?
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la. Ooh la la. Hey, Flo, what class were you in at Lighthouse?
I think the year 2000, maybe.
No, what? There's class numbers. What was your class number?
I'm not sure.
Oh. I was actually in class 18. I went there in 1983.
Yeah, I was
82.
2000. There's a lot of my memories, some of my memories missing, either, you know, from old age or from, I had a craniotomy 2 years ago. Because I had multiple brain aneurysms and they had to do a clipping. So, yeah. Hey, I'm alive, talking, and I am grateful.
You sure sound good, kid.
Yes, she does. Thank you. Wish we could meet you in person.
Well, it's nice talking to you, Flo.
We'll have you back next month, okay, Flo?
We'll have you back, Flo.
That's good for August.
Okay, thank you. That'd be great.
Stay well now. Be well. Be safe. Be well and be safe. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.
That's the Blind Side of Cooking. Check her out on Facebook. Blind Side of Cooking. The Blind Side of Cooking.
The Blind Side of Cooking.
Take care.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Don't go away. Don't change that dial. Be right back.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're,
we're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Are you looking for a way to connect with leaders in the blindness and low vision field? Sponsor with VisionServe Alliance to get access to over 120 CEOs, executive directors, and other decision makers. Be an exhibitor at our spring or fall conference to share your products and services, network with your target market, and gain valuable leads from around the country. Want to sponsor right now? Share your services in our newsletter, on our social media, and with live commercials before our virtual events. Find out more and get in contact with us at visionservealliance.org/sponsorship.
If you think that you might be borderline diabetic, listen to this.
Many of us experience sugar highs and lows that disrupt our energy and mood and make it difficult to stick to a healthy diet. Upgrade's Control Glucose contains a proprietary blend of the medicinal herb Salacia and stabilized chromium. Salacia has been clinically shown to lower blood sugar levels after the first dose, and with regular use, has significantly improved A1C levels and insulin action. Find out more at upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID, and get 20% off with the code RADIO20.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are back. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-680. There's a fireworks in the background.
In our background, too.
Phone number to call is 407-894-680. Right now, it's time for the trivia. Right now, listen to this song. It's one of the greatest songs ever sung and ever written. Okay? Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prairie.
Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. People in Philadelphia should know who's singing that song, that's for sure. It's a, that song, the Flyers, the hockey team, the Flyers, had this person come to the stadium when they was doing the hockey and had her singing it live in person, and every time she played the song in the stadium and she sang it in person, they won. So they always had her back. That was their mascot.
So then let me ask this. Where is she at now?
Where's she at now? She must be dead, I guess.
Oh, we got to find somebody to replace so they can somebody can get back in there scene.
Yeah, definitely.
That song's been around a lot of years. She's the only one that really ever sang that song. What was all the static? The song came through very staticky.
Yeah, I think it's the studio, Michael. I think we're getting static from the studio. My phone is crackling like crazy.
Gary, you have a lot of fireworks? It's very noisy here in the neighborhood.
Yeah, it's getting very noisy, and the peacocks are going crazy. There it goes. More here now. Peacocks are going nuts.
Yep.
Am I calling in, Chris?
I think they're shooting at him.
Yes, sir. I got two callers on the phone line. Our first caller is calling from Delray Beach, Florida. Is William. He's trying to He said he gonna get this one. And then I got Bob from Daytona Beach, Florida. Bob from Daytona Beach, Florida.
Bill and Bob.
All right. So our first caller is Will from Delray Beach. Will, how you doing?
Okay, guys. How you doing?
All right, Will. Do you think you have this one?
Okay.
He thinks he has this one.
Yeah, I think
he didn't get the last one.
But let's see if he got it.
It's Kate Smith.
Oh, that one you got. Kate Smith, 100% right.
You got it.
Wow. Okay, you know your music. Okay. Kate Smith.
Well, he missed the first one tonight.
Yeah, I did.
Is it noisy by you, Bill?
It is. There's fireworks blasting all over the place.
There you go. So, William, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Very nice. Thank you very much.
Enjoy it. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
All right, William, don't hang up. Hold on one moment, all right?
Okay, sure.
All right, let's
good
go.
Luck. Good luck. Congratulations, William.
Let's go over to Daytona Beach and talk with our good friend Bob. Bob, how you doing?
All right.
Turn turn your radio down, Bob. We're going to another room.
You got it. Okay.
So, Bob, we got someone beat you to the punch. It was Kate Smith who was just told us. But let me ask you a question. Would you like us to spin the wheel for you?
I beg your pardon?
I said somebody beat you to the punch. They said Kate Smith, which was right. Would you like instead us to spin the wheel for you?
Yes.
Okay, Lynn, spin the wheel for Bob in Daytona Beach, Florida.
Okay, here we go. He got a $25 Visa.
Oh, wow. Yeah, $25 Visa. First one we ever gave away. $25. That's a $25 Visa coming to you. You can spend it anywhere you want, $25.
You did better than that if you want a trivia question.
You're the first person that's won the Visa.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you.
He's listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Thank you.
You listen every week?
See, it pays to listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. You listen a lot, Bob?
Yes, every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Good.
You call in more.
You deserve to win.
You deserve to win. You just won yourself $25.
Great. Thank you.
Noisy over there.
Yeah, but coming in, when you see a Visa card coming in, don't throw it away because it's worth $25.
I won't throw it away.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
You can spend it anywhere they take Visa.
Okay.
All right, Bob. Don't go anywhere. Don't hang up. Stay right there. Hold on one moment. All right, Bob?
Thank you.
All right.
All righty. Those are all our winners for today.
Okay.
We got a good friend up in Clinton, Indiana, who called to spin the wheel. Our good friend over in Clearwater who called us to spin the wheel. And, of course, our winner for trivia tonight is the one and only Will. And, of course, Bob, who also spun the wheel as the winner and got a $25 Visa gift card. Did I get that right today? I'm on point today. Did y'all notice that?
We had three wheel winners.
Yep.
Right. I got fireworks and lightning all over the place. It's serious over here.
I know. It's crazy here. I think you know what? I'll do my little wrap up right now because it's really hard to
things. Yeah, it's getting crazy here.
Way. Yeah. So I just wanted to remind everybody and thank you for joining us tonight on the holiday. We really appreciate it on Independence Day. So next week, it won't be as noisy, but we're looking forward to welcoming back Sheila Young, our co-host Sheila Young, for our July 11th show. And we're going to meet a gentleman named Corey McDonald, who has chorodermia. It's hard for me to say. Choroidermia, which is a rare hereditary disease that causes gradual loss of vision. And we'll have a lot more fun.
And I want to talk to you about this, folks. We've been asked over the years to talk about when we were in the garment industry. So I'm putting together a show in a couple weeks from now, the steps it took to build a multi-million-dollar business when we were in the business, a multi-million-dollar business, the steps we took. You can hear how we designed, what we did. I want to put all the steps together. I'm working on it now. It'll be ready in a couple weeks, and I'll talk about the show in about 2 weeks.
You know what I'd like to know about that, Michael? I'd like to know how you went from, because you never told me this one in all the years I've known you. how you went from the music industry to the garment industry with no knowledge or some knowledge.
Well, that's part of the steps we took. Yeah, I'm going to be talking about the steps. I'm going to be talking about the steps. Why I did what I did, how we built the multi-million dollar business, the steps we took, and how we did it.
Very good. That'd be an interesting show.
Yeah, it'd be a very interesting show. I think so. Those people would like to know how we did it. They might be curious. How did you build a multi-million dollar business from scratch?
And how you left and the other one stayed. Oh, boy, getting loud.
You going to have a drink, Gary, and enjoy the rest of the fireworks?
I certainly am.
Have your rum and water.
Whoa. Yeah, no, rum and water. I give up on the Coke.
Rum and water. Oh, okay.
But boy, it's getting loud over here now. I bet your dogs are going crazy.
Well, yeah, they're going nuts.
The big one is in the closet, probably so far.
If you want to call in right now, if anybody wants to spin the wheel, last spin the wheel.
Yeah, come on.
If you want to call in right now, someone who hasn't called in, let's hear from somebody. Love to hear from somebody new.
Just a quick, what's your
quick spin the wheel.
What's their favorite memory of July 4th growing up?
Oh, you know what I forget? What I forgot to mention today is we're celebrating July 4th. But our Canadian girls didn't call today. I was going to congratulate them on their July 1st because they celebrate their Independence Day July 1st. They beat us by a couple days.
Wow, are those explosions by your house, Gary? Wow.
Yeah, July 1st they have their Independence Day. And they always have their Thanksgiving earlier than we do.
Right. Theirs is in October, I think.
Yeah.
Gary, you're leaving when? Next week?
I'm leaving on the 14th.
Tell everybody where you're going.
I'm going to the Buffalo, up Niagara Falls, and I'm going to get my spaghetti dinner, and I'll be back on the 24th. So I'm going to go up there for 10 days and completely enjoy myself.
Right.
You know, but I don't think I have to ask my buddy Jimmy. He just went on the plane. I don't think they get offered drinks on planes anymore. Any rums or cokes or anything. They give you coke, but
you know why? Because too many people are taking out their aggression on the.
No. It was why they stopped it is they didn't want to transform germs from a credit card to their hand and then go to the next person down. I don't know if they relaxed on that or not. But boy, I tell you, if you mess up getting a fight on the plane now, you're going to pay for it. They've buckled down on that pretty good.
Hey, Lynn, did you do your wrap up? I missed it.
I did.
Yes, you did the wrap up, Chris.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was taking the information from Bob.
So schedule wise, should we say goodnight now, and then you're going to play the outro?
Well, yeah, we're going to play the outro. But Carter just came in and he said, Mike. He said, make sure you tell Mike that he needs to stay tuned in because he's starting off in your era tonight for music that you enjoy.
Oh, okay. He will. He will do that.
So he said, just get ready. God. He said, get ready.
Bang. Oh, that was a big bang.
Our whole house just shook. But yes, he will listen to Carter. Hi, Carter. Happy 4th of July.
Hey, Carter.
Happy 4th. Happy 4th, guys. Happy 4th. Michael, I'm going
into
your wheelhouse tonight. I'm starting off with some old jams.
All right.
Okay, so the folks want to listen to when our show's over, listen to WOKB, and they'll be playing oldies.
For the first half an hour, he's going in. That's the one and only countryman, a.k.a. Carter, with Soul to Soul Sundays coming your way next.
Welcome back, Carter.
We're going to say goodnight, and we're going to be going out with Ray Charles, his famous song of America. Thank you all for listening to our show.
Good night, everybody.
On July 4th. Happy
Love
July
y'all.
4th. And don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week.
Love y'all. Be safe.
Have a
don't
good night, everybody.
Fireworks tonight. In night.
Who more than self? Something like this.
And you ought to love him for it.